Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the CBS News Roundup ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, well, you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Debt ceiling vote coming.
This is a place that both parties should actually come together.
Former VP Mike Pence to announce his run for president.
His problem is that he was Donald Trump's vice president.
NASA looking into UFOs.
Many events remain unreported.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago. With a looming default deadline, both sides are wrangling for votes ahead of an expected House vote tonight on the debt ceiling agreement. Democratic Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Republican Congresswoman Kat Kamick are against the bill.
I think Republicans need to own this vote. This was their deal. This was their negotiations.
You can cut spending, you can cap spending, but until we change the way we do business and rein in government, nothing will ever change.
That's your only...
That is why I'm in a...
I'm Stephen Portnoy at the White House, where the president tells reporters,
I think things are going as planned, God willing.
The debt ceiling bill is opposed by a number of progressives on the left and conservatives on the right, but the House Speaker says he expects most of his fellow Republicans will back it. As he fends off GOP critics who argue the measure doesn't cut enough, McCarthy calls the two-year deal the biggest spending cut in American history.
CBS News confirms that special counsel Jack Smith and his team of investigators now have an audio tape of former President Trump talking about classified documents that he held onto after leaving the White House. Details from CBS's Catherine Herridge.
Two sources familiar with the matter confirmed to CBS News, as first reported by CNN, the special counsel investigators leading the Mar-a-Lago documents case possess an audio tape from a 2021 meeting where former President Trump acknowledges he held onto a classified Pentagon document after he left the White House. The sources said Trump acknowledges there are national security restrictions on the memo that detailed potential plans to attack Iran. One source said that Trump stated he should have declassified the record before leaving the White House, apparently contradicting his earlier claims that he had done nothing wrong.
Former Vice President Mike Pence is expected to officially launch his campaign for the Republican nomination for president next week. Larry Sabato with the Center for Politics at the University of Virginia.
Pence isn't going to do very well unless Trump is eliminated by the legal system. Then maybe Pence would have an opportunity to say, I stand for all the things that Donald Trump stands for, but I don't have Donald Trump's edgy personality.
Former Republican New Jersey Governor Chris Christie is also expected to announce his run for the White House next week. A jury has found That 70 Show star Danny Masterson guilty of two counts of rape in a retrial where Scientology played a key role. Masterson and his attorneys have denied all the allegations. On Wall Street, the Dow closed down 135 points. The Nasdaq fell 82. Now this.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
NASA holds a historic public meeting about UFOs. CBS's Cammie McCormick.
It is the first update from the space agency about its study of events in the sky, underwater, or in space that cannot be identified as aircraft, and it now calls unidentified anomalous phenomena, or UAPs.
It provides an opportunity for us to expand our understanding of the world around us.
NASA's Dan Evans.
And it's this nation's obligation to determine whether these phenomena pose any potential risks to airspace safety.
NASA formed the panel last June. Its report is due out this summer.
The government proposes car makers require automatic emergency braking systems to prevent crashes at up to 50 miles per hour and pedestrian collisions at up to 37 miles per hour. Ann Carlson with the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
We could change a high-speed crash from a deadly one to a lower-speed crash with minor injuries or just property damage.
You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup. Russia claims a strike on the city of Belgorod, which borders northeastern Ukraine, that left four people hurt overnight. It also comes after Russia blamed Ukraine for a drone strike in Moscow on Tuesday. BBC correspondent James Landale in Kyiv.
Ukraine has denied responsibility, but it's not a full-throated denial. Officials use phrases like, we had no direct involvement, which leaves open some other possibilities.
Canadian fire officials warn that gusty winds and low humidity could fuel a raging wildfire in Halifax that has forced thousands to evacuate. Odyssey New York meteorologist Craig Allen reports on the poor air quality in the northeastern U.S.
It is not impossible that as the fires continue to burn and the east-northeast winds continue, at least through this evening, that air quality alerts could be issued for more of the region. But right now, it's just New Jersey as well as southeast Pennsylvania where it has reached and exceeded the threshold for that alert.
Have you ever covered a carpet stain with a rug, ignored a leaky faucet, pretended your half-painted living room is supposed to look like that? Well, you're not alone. We've all got unfinished home projects. But there's an easier way. When you download Thumbtack, it's easier to care for your home from top to bottom. Pull out your phone and in just a few steps, you can search, chat, and book highly rated pros right in your neighborhood. Plus, you'll know what to tackle next, because Thumbtack is the app that shows you what to do, who to hire, and when. So say goodbye to all those unfinished home projects and say hello to caring for your home the easier way. Download Thumbtack and start a project today.
Carpenter from Minnesota is using his woodworking skills to help rebuild the famous Notre Dame Cathedral after a devastating fire 4 years ago. CBS's Ian Lee.
Minnesota carpenter Peter Henriksen says it feels like a trip back in time. He's using some of the same tools and techniques of his medieval predecessors.
I think it's amazing that people in 1100 could do all this.
While it would be faster to use power tools, workers say doing it by hand pays tribute to the craftsmanship of the cathedral's original builders. Henriksen is working alongside mostly French craftsmen and says it's an honor to help bring this historic landmark back to life. Ian Lee, CBS News.
Hundreds of Amazon employees demonstrated during lunch to protest recent layoffs, a return to work policy, and a lack, they say, of real effort around climate change. That's the World News Roundup Late Edition for Wednesday, May 31st, 2023. I'm Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the CBS News Roundup ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
The chilling new original docuseries on Paramount Plus.
Why did he kill his family? The answer lies across the ocean in a woman named Sylvie.
She's a can model.
Where desire leads to deception.
I ended up spending $12,000 and $15,000 a day.
It was addictive.
I can't get you out.
And obsession leads to murder.
Who did this to your family?
You can't really maintain a fantasy forever.
Control Alt Desire. Now streaming on Paramount Plus.
I'm Mo Rocca, and I'm excited to announce season 4 of my podcast, Mobituaries. I've got a whole new bunch of stories to share with you about the most fascinating people and things who are no longer with us. From famous figures who died on the very same day to the things I wish would die, like buffets. Listen to Mobituaries with Mo Rocca on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.